And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. Joining me here in the studio is MU Professor of Horn, Amanda Collins. Amanda, thanks so much for dropping by.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you're here because you've got a faculty recital coming up. And we'd love to hear about it. Tell us about what you've got planned for this recital.
Sure. So my recital is entitled I Too Sing America, taken from the famous poem by Langston Hughes. And it is a celebration of composers, arrangers, and poets of African descent. I'll be playing pieces all written by originally or arranged by composers of African descent. And I'm also doing some adaptations of some spirituals that I selected with Dr. Brandon A. Boyd, who is, of course, our on a faculty at MU with me.
So what inspired you then, Amanda, to compose this recital with? Of course, these composers mean a lot, why now? Why?
Well, it's always been, you know, a goal of mine to have a recital that features prominently composers, arrangers, and poets of African descent. But it's Black History Month, and so I thought, there is no better time than to have this program take place. So
great.
A little known fact about me, perhaps, I am actually half Black. My dad is Black, and I grew up in a household. He's a musician as well. He's actually performing on my recital, and I grew up in a household filled with music from various Black composers and arrangers, and it really resonates with me, and I was really excited to program works of all different varieties from that culture. So
very, very cool. And you've got a pretty deep program here.
It looks a little bit bigger than it might be. it's going to be great. It's going to be really great.
It looks great. And you've got so many guests coming on. You know, you mentioned your father joining you on piano.
Yep, piano and trumpet.
Okay, wow.
Not at the same time, although he can do that, and he'll probably talk about that in our recital. So
we got to get him on here.
Oh, I know, right?
But also you'll be joined by the Mizzou Brass,
the
Missouri Quintet, and of course, Drs. Boyd and Bolshakova as well.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like a really great program. So tell us a little bit about some of the pieces that you'll be performing.
Sure. So I'm going to open up the program with the Haydian Waltzes for horn and piano. This is written by Charles Ingram. He is a retired professor of composition from the University of Mississippi. And it's three movements. It was written for actually a friend of mine in the horn world who teaches up in Pennsylvania, and it's a really fun piece, just three little waltzes. Dr. Bolshakova and I really enjoy preparing that. This is actually the second time it'll be performed publicly, to my knowledge. Then I am doing four adaptations of some traditional spirituals with Dr. Boyd. Very, very excited about those. We're also doing the still miniatures, which coincidentally, I'm doing this with the Missouri Quintet. And this piece is the first piece I played with Professor Alice Dade, who teaches at MU with me on flute. So it's special for us to sort of rekindle that piece that originally brought us together. We also have an arrangement of three dream portraits by Margaret Bonds, done by a friend of mine, Andy Spang. He's a tuba player and the composer-arranger for the Lyric Brass based out of Baltimore. And I have some jazz tunes by Duke Ellington, which I'm really excited about. My dad will be soloing on one of those. And we have a very special treat at the end of the recital, a cover of All in Love is Fair by Stevie Wonder. My dad is backing me up on piano. So
nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about it.
And where is this going to be?
This will be in our brand new music building. So excited about that. The Sink Field Music Center.
And that's room 132?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Excellent. Yep. And that is the large choral space and also new performance area as well?
Yes, and you'll get to hear our brand new Steinway piano, which sounds amazing. Oh man, I heard it the other day. I'm so thrilled to be playing with this beautiful instrument.
They moved it in the day after I took the tour.
So. Oh, well, you'll have to come and check it out and hear it in action. It'll be great.
I will. So this is coming up this Monday. It's the 24th of February. Mm-hmm. It's at 7:30 p.m. in the Sinkfield building, brand new Sinkfield building. And if you haven't been out to see it, this is a great opportunity for you to come out and see this incredible new space that the School of Music has.
Yes, and I also wanted to mention that I will be having a reception after my recital that is being hosted by the Sigma Alpha Iota young ladies that are affiliated with the School of Music.
Awesome. And about how long is the performance going to be?
I know it seems like an awful lot, right? But I did time it, and it's about 60 minutes with an intermission. So
this is great. Yeah. So it's a perfect time. It's a great thing to come and do. What a great way to spend a Monday, too.
I agree.
So please come out and see this great show and all of the great works that are being performed, and come check out the new Sinkfield Music Center as well. Amanda, thanks so much for coming out and telling us about this recital.
Aaron, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.